This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Katrina Rowe, our morning's announcer, is also a well-acclaimed, award-winning child book author. And she's just released a brand new book, and I have it in my hands. It's called Gemma Gets the Jitters. And I've just had a flick through. I love it. Welcome, Katrina.
Oh, thank you, Emma.
All right. So what I love actually about the books that you write is you deal with challenges, shall we say, that kids have, and do it in such a beautiful way that they can read the book and just feel safe and comforted and find help through these beautiful books. So can you tell us first of all about the brand new book?
Yeah. So Gemma Gets the Jitters deals with childhood anxiety. And while Gemma is a giraffe who has a fear of heights, which kind of, I guess, fits in the pattern of a monkey who can't eat peanuts and an elephant who's full of energy, which are the other books in the series. But so Gemma's fear of heights is a problem for her because she has a passion for photography. And so she keeps missing out on all the best views when she goes places and she can't get the photos she wants. And so the message of the book is it is about overcoming anxiety, but it's also about not letting your fears stand in the way of your dreams. And Emma, the really interesting thing as I've been traveling around, I'm sharing this book, is that for children, their fears are all so different. So there's so many common childhood anxieties. I think there's probably not a child in Australia that doesn't have some kind of anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the main ones?
Yeah. So obviously a very common one is the fear of the dark, which many children have when they're young. Another one I found was needles and doctors and hospitals and that kind of thing. That's a very common one for children. But they can also have very random things just from their experiences. Like one boy told me he used to be scared of fluff, and another was you know, toys that made noises or that moved by themselves. And my children have all kind of had difficulties with things around heights like escalators or glass lifts, which in our urban environments we just face everywhere. And that was probably what really inspired this book and the fear of heights. For me, I discovered my fear of heights in the Blue Mountains when I was shoved onto that skyway, you know, on a school excursion and just about freaked out. So Gemma's experience starts in the Blue Mountains as well in the story, because that was how I discovered my own fear of heights, yeah.
And I love how you actually weave in the other characters from the other books as well.
Yeah, so it's all about friendship and how as friends we can help each other. So there is actually professional advice in the book about dealing with anxiety, and Gemma uses a program called Graded Exposure, where you just try something in little small steps and face your fears very gradually, which is wonderful. But the other really important thing is just that the friends, those other characters, they have to support each other and help each other through it. And the worst thing is to be forced into doing something you don't want to do.
Yeah.
The best thing is when you have a really supportive friend come alongside you and just offer help and support. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. It's awesome. It's such a great concept. I'm actually going to be buying some for a friend of mine as well. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, every child goes through stages of anxiety. The important thing is that they know that they can overcome it.
Yeah.
And that they don't let those fears stop them from doing things that they love or spending time with the people that they love. So that's really the message of the book.
So this week we are actually giving away on air some book packs from Wombat Books, which has Emily Eases, Her Wheezes, Marty's Nut Free Party, plus this brand new one as well. But just in case you happen to not win, where can people find out more?
Well, you can go to wombatbooks.com.au or check out my website, katrinarowe.com.
Beautiful. Thanks, Katrina.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.